Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning, and welcome to the Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda. I am the co-pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. Today, we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Apostle Speak. My devotional message for this morning is entitled, In Closeness to Me. And the scripture reading for this devotional message is Psalms 32 and 7, where it says, You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Praise God. Romans 1:6 says, and you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. Genesis 3:8-9. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, where are you? Amen. John 8:12 says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title is In Closeness to Me. You are safe in the intimacy of my presence. You are energized. No matter where you are in the world, you know you belong when you sense my nearness. Ever since the fall, man has experienced a gaping emptiness that only my presence can fill. I designed you for close communication with your Creator. How I enjoy walking in the garden with Adam and Eve before the evil one deceived them. When you commune with me in the garden of your heart, both you and I are blessed. This is my way of living in the world. Through you, together, we will push back the darkness, for I am the light of the world. Praise be to God. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it was to me. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. First, let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Also, we are going to have our communion service this morning. So if you would like to participate, you can get your elements in hand, which is a cracker or unleavened bread and a glass of grape juice and your Bible. Amen. Praise God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love.
be to God. Holy Spirit, you are truly welcome here. So while we are waiting for our speaker this morning, oh, praise the Lord. Okay. God be the glory. Amen. So the Bible says in Romans 10:14-15, in the New King James Version, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. At this time, our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins is going to come and bless our hearts this morning with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Apostle Mother Wiggins. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you this morning, Evangelist Hilda?
Blessed, thank you. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
A beautiful day today, huh?
Amen. Yes, it is. A little chilly,
amen.
But it's nice.
A little chilly, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Are we having communion today?
Yes, ma'am. First Saturday in the new month.
Praise God. Yes. Amen. We're looking forward to that. Amen.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to that communion that we're going to have today. Amen.
Yes,
I just want to say good morning to our radio listeners out there. And we hope that all is well with you and your family. We always wish you the best. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. You and your family. Amen. And we are just so grateful and thankful that God has steered you in this direction. Amen. And I just want to let you know that our pastor, Prophet Wiggins and his lovely wife, Nadine, they send you their greetings and their love. Amen.
Amen.
And we are always praying for you. Amen. Praying that everything goes all right with you and your family. Because there's so many things happening these days. Amen.
Amen.
So, and I just want to say to Evangelist Hilda that for her faithfulness to this program that she opens up on Tuesday to Saturday, amen, faithfully, every single day from Tuesday to Saturday. She also brings sweet hour of prayer, and she brings a word that you don't want to miss. Sometimes on Thursday, I believe, and then on Friday, she brings a word, amen. Our First Lady Nadine, she brings a lesson on Tuesday, and you don't want to miss that. And our Sister Barbara brings a lesson on Wednesday. Amen.
Amen.
In fact, Sister Barbara's going to be on right after this program to bring some beautiful poetry that God
yes.
has inspired
yes.
her with. And you don't want to miss that. Amen. And also, Pastor Kathy and her husband, they're going to be on for Talk in the Sanctuary right after this program ends. They're going to have Talk in the Sanctuary. And Pastor Kathy also brings a message on Thursday. Amen. So you don't want to miss that either. Amen. I just want to give a shout-out also to Apostle Jackson, Dr. V. Turner, and Providence Washington. I want to give a shout out to them and hope that all is well with their family and their congregations. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to give a shout out to them because they've been a blessing to this ministry.
Yes.
Amen. And so I just want to give a shout out to them right now. So you know exactly what I'm going to say. Amen. Today is communion. And I'm going to turn our attention to our Heavenly Father's only begotten Son, the Lord Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're gonna turn our attention to Him this lovely morning. Amen. So wherever you are, you could be in this country or any other part of the world. Amen. You could be in China. You could be in Africa. You could be in India. You could be in the Caribbean. You could be in Australia. You could be in London. You could be in France. Wherever you are. And you're hearing the sound of my voice right now. All of us are going to come together as one. Amen. Because when Jesus comes back, He's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Amen. So we're all going to come together as I say this prayer. Amen. Father God, you are exalted. You are exalted far, far, far above the heavens and the earth. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand. The heavens is your throne and the earth is your footstool. We thank you for the love gift that you have given us in the person of your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his death, burial, and resurrection that ushered in the new covenant of amazing grace. Father God, we thank you for His shed blood that covers us when we enter into your kingdom with the mighty name of Christ on our lips and in our hearts. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins when we repent. We thank you for your ultimate mark of salvation by the seal of the Holy Spirit. Father God, you have the ability to be everywhere all at the same time. And so we acknowledge your presence in this place. We love you and we adore you. In the mighty name of Yeshua, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So right now I'm going to sing one song. And if you know the song, you can sing it along with me. And if you don't know the song, it's okay. Amen. Just listen to the words of this song.
Amen.
I always love this song. Amen. Praise God. I always love this song. This song, I believe, is sung by the Brooklyn Tabernacle. I love the song very much. And I love the words of the song. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So if you know the song, you can sing it along with me. And if you don't know it, just listen to the words.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all our sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace.
Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. We crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious, high and lifted up. Christ the Son of God, the treasure of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all our sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. We crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious, high and lifted up. Christ the Son of God, the treasure of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price that you paid.
Yes, Lord.
The words are so beautiful. Amen. Bearing all our sin and shame,
yes.
In love you came and gave amazing grace. Where would we be without your sacrifice? Where would we be? Praise God.
Amen.
We just thank God for his unconditional love, for his grace, his mercy. Amen. So right now I'm getting ready to go into this message today. Amen.
Amen.
And before I do that, I'm going to say this short prayer. You can get your Bibles, your pens, and your papers out while I say this prayer. Father God, I thank you for giving me another opportunity to speak a word into your people's lives today. You came, Father God, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You came that we might have eternal life, Father God. Amen. And so, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for Jesus and his shed blood at Calvary, Father God. We thank you that when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that he covers us. He covers us from all our sins, that we have been born into, all the corruption that we have been born into in this world, all the iniquity. Because the devil is the prince of this world. He's the prince of darkness. But we thank you, Father God, for Christ. We thank you for him. And Father God, as I go forth today with the leading of the Holy Spirit, may be all of you and none of me, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So right now I'm going into the same thing I had last week. I'm bringing it to a close. Amen. What I had last week, I'm bringing to a close. And a lot of people would say, well, why do you keep talking about the devil? God said not to be ignorant of Satan's devices.
That's right.
When you're a soldier and you are in warfare, you don't want to be ignorant of the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
The enemy is not only our enemy, it's God's enemy. The devil is God's enemy. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm coming from today, the same thing, Matthew 26, and it's verses 36 to 41. Amen.
Praise God.
Where it says, then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. And then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thine will be done. So Jesus knew what was ahead of him. He knew what was ahead of him. But he still said, not my will be done, but thine will be done. That's what he was telling Father God. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And that is very true. You know, sometimes when we, in the past, I don't have that much kind of a problem that much now, but I think a lot of people out there had that problem. When you go to read God's word and study God's word, you find yourself falling asleep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know? And the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the enemy wants you to do when you're reading God's word. He wants you to fall asleep. He said, why don't they fall asleep on this word? You know, he wants you to fall asleep when you're a babe in Christ. That's what a lot of times what happens to you. You're reading the word and you fall asleep.
That's true.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So I'm going into talking about the devil. Amen. Praise God. So Jesus had them praying in the Garden of Gethsemane,
mm-hmm.
they kept falling asleep, and he just wanted to do the will of his Father. Amen. He wanted to do the will of Father God. Amen. So we're talking about the devil now. The devil studies you. And he knows your weak spot. Did you hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
I said the devil I said, if you ain't studying the devil, you know what I mean? A lot of people say, oh, I don't want to hear about the devil. Oh, yeah? Let me tell you something. The devil studies you, and he knows your weak spots. He knows it. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
He studies you, and he knows exactly what you like that is in opposition to the will of God.
Oh, God. Amen.
In other words, you're trying to do the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he starts to tempt you. The devil starts to tempt you with things that you like. That's what he does. He starts to tempt you with things that you like. Or you're studying the word of God, and all of a sudden the phone rings. You know? Have you had that?
Yes. Yes.
The phone calling you out of nowhere, and you're trying to study the word of God. You know what I mean? You're trying to get to know God more. You're trying to pray.
That's
and the phone will ring.
I'm
going to tell you something that happened to me one day. This sounds way off, kind of off. I was praying to God. You know, I used to pray. I still pray. But I was praying to God. You know, I was having a time with God. And I had a dog. I had a dog. And my dog came over to me while I'm praying.
Uh-huh.
And my dog wants my attention.
Yes.
Right? And you know what God said? He said, let me show you something. I don't know what God did, but it's like when my dog came over to me to get attention, I saw my dog's head raise up and went another way. It was like, it wasn't my dog. It was a spirit in my dog that was wanted me not to be praying to God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And God was showing me the spirit that was in my dog. I couldn't get over it. You know, my dog did an odd movement.
Yeah.
He did that odd movement. I said, look at that. You know what I mean? That the enemy will even use your animal, your pet, your dog.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they
to
get do.
Get your attention.
Yes, he does.
To get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So let me repeat that. That he feeds those thoughts in your mind in hopes that you will grasp hold of them so that you will move in the flesh and carry out your will instead of God's will.
God's will, that's right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Just like Jesus was saying, Lord, please let this cup pass from me. Because, you know, he know what's going to be ahead of him. He know the agony and the pain that he's going to suffer on the cross.
Mm.
He said, please let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done.
Amen.
You see?
Yes.
You see? So we have to be careful that we're carrying out the will of God and not our own will.
That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what the devil wants you to do. Because he wants to destroy you and bring you down from where God has placed you.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because when you have a relationship with God, I mean a serious relationship with God, God will eventually keep raising you up from one level to another.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil wants to bring you down from that level.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to bring you down even to death. The devil. So once the devil has a grip on you and control over your mind, he will look for your weakest area and begin to manipulate your actions and how you feel about yourself and others, and also how you feel about God. You know? Your feelings and actions will seem overwhelming to you and out of your control. That's what happens if you let the devil get control.
Okay.
Your feelings and your actions will seem overwhelming to you and out of your control. This is because you have given yourself over to the devil, who is the enemy He is your enemy, and he's God's enemy. And he's taking your thoughts captive. What does that mean? That means that he has a stronghold on your mind. He has a stronghold. Now, to become free of this stronghold, you must address what you're thinking. And if you know that that these thoughts are not in line with God's word and his word, you have to cast off that enemy, that devil, or that thinking that you have verbally by telling him, get out of my mind, devil. Get out of my mind. You know, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out of my mind. And when you say this, you got to really mean it.
Amen.
You got to really mean it. You got to act like you mean business.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it just once. Do it whenever you detect that he's trying to fill your mind with bad, unclean, and unholy thoughts. Cast him out before he can have a stronghold on your mind. You see, because once whatever's in your mind and you keep thinking on it and everything like that, eventually you're going to start to do it, what you're thinking about. You know, whatever you're thinking about. So it can't be something unclean. Your body is the temple of the living God. It can't be something unclean. Just like when you watch TV, you have to be careful of what you watch on television.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You can't be following after God, supposed to be following his instructions, and you watching all kind of pornographic stuff on TV. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they have on, you just keep looking at it. That's things that will get all into your mind. And before you know it, what you see, you're going to be acting on it. You'll start to get weak. You see, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak.
Flesh.
You say, oh, I'm strong.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I'm strong. It's not going to happen to me. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen to you? You keep watching and see what happens. God cut me off from a lot of stuff on TV. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
If I see it getting too much, I turn the channel. You know they got a knob on there where you can turn the channel? Thank God for that. And we have so much variety on TV. We have so much variety of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But all you got to do is flip. We have a remote control now. You don't even have to go to the TV to turn it.
Nope.
You could just sit back and flip it.
Or you can talk to it.
Yep. Well, you got more the latest thing now, right, Evangelist?
Oh, yeah. You just talk to the remote.
Just talk to it, huh?
So change the channel. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So the unclean thoughts, cast him out before he can have a stronghold on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to do it because God has given you the power and authority to do this because you're his child.
Amen.
You see, he's given us the power and the authority. So you don't have no excuse.
None.
You don't have no excuse. The Bible says to resist the devil and he will flee from you. The good news is that these strongholds can be broken with your mouth. But you have to mean what you say. And God expects you to do your part and use the authority that he has given you. I think there's some people out there don't realize that they have authority. They don't realize it. But I'm telling you now that God gives you that authority if you're in Christ. When you don't use your power and authority and you let the devil's thoughts linger in your mind, it will wreak havoc to you, it will wreak havoc to your life, and it will wreak havoc to other people.
Yep.
See? Yep. Because what you're thinking, maybe you want somebody's husband or wife. You know? Maybe you have some friends and they're enticing you to steal something from a store or something. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is.
Amen.
You have to do your part and think, well, I'm in Christ. I'm not going to do that.
That's
you
right.
understand?
Absolutely.
The devil wants us to be submissive to him and not God. And I think that's worth saying again. The devil wants us to be submissive to him and not God. That's the way he was in heaven. That's why God threw him out.
Absolutely.
Threw him out of heaven. And what happened? A third of the angels went with him, with Lucifer.
Yeah.
A third of the angels went with him. Because he was talking to them and he was influencing them. So the devil wants us to be submissive to him. He wants to influence us to put him on top and not God. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And when he penetrates into your thoughts, he does it subtly and cunningly that you don't realize sometimes that it's him. Because he comes as an angel of light. The devil comes as an angel of light. Amen?
Amen.
But I'm here today, right now, to enlighten you by pulling the covers off of him. Amen?
Amen.
I'm here to pull those covers off of the devil.
All the way off.
God has sent me to expose him. If this, after this, you can't say that you are ignorant of Satan's devices because I'm giving it to you the way God gave it to me. Amen?
Amen.
Beloved, you must always remain conscious that as a Christian, you are in a spiritual warfare that you are battling for your mind. Your mind is the devil's battlefield, and you are at war over it. And also your body, which is the temple of God. Because with your mind, whatever your mind does, your body will start to do if you don't take authority. Although Satan is the god of this world because of Adam's sin, Jesus has now given us who are in Christ the victory by his finished work on the cross, where he took on the sin of this world. He also defeated death and Satan, because Satan he became a defeated foe, and he has been placed under our feet. But we have to know it. See, a lot of times Satan is under your feet as a Christian, but you really don't know it or you don't believe it. You don't act like it. You don't act like Satan is a defeated foe. We have to act like he's under our feet, and we have to act like we have the victory. Amen?
Amen.
We, my beloved, must do our part. Amen. So I hope you enjoyed this message today, and I turn it back into the hands of Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank Apostle Mother Wiggins for that wonderful word this morning. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. And before we have Apostle Mother Wiggins give us the call to salvation and the benediction, our very own Barbara Amore is going to come with our poetry at this time. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. How are you this morning?
Good morning, woman of God. I'm blessed and highly favored. How you all doing?
Blessed. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. What a beautiful day.
Oh, yes.
Yes, ma'am. I want to read a poem from my book, The Profundity of God, a spiritual anthology in poetry. And this one is entitled, Let Us Celebrate God. How do I celebrate you, God? Pardon me. How do I celebrate you, Lord, creator of everything? By telling everyone I meet about how good, how awesome you are. I would tell them that you reign. To begin this praise, here's a partial list. You are love, you are awesome, you are great and greatly to be praised, you are faithful, you are everlasting, you are long-suffering, you are holy, you are a deliverer, you are a healer, a mind regulator, and a miracle maker. You also heal broken hearts. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the bright and morning star. You are my lily of the valley. You are the rose of Sharon. You are the great I am, the one and only true and living God. You are Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, giver of life. To everything. Father, you know it all, for you're omniscient. You are everywhere at the same time, omnipresent. You hold all power in your hands. You're omnipotent. And me, I like this part. You have a sense of humor. You got jokes, God. You either slumber or sleep. And you've been this way since always and forever. So if I had to tell someone why to celebrate you, God, these are some of the things I'd say. We worship and adore you, for you alone are the worthy one, the only one that is the great I am. You've done it all for countless thousands of years. And Father God, just in case some still don't comprehend, I could start this poem all over again, but I won't. For now, let us just celebrate God, our Father, His holiness, His existence, just because He is. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful.
Amen. Ooh, amen. Amen. That was very fitting for today's communion.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Well, as it says in Joel chapter 2, verse 12, the Lord says, turn to me now while there is time. Give me your heart. The Lord says, turn to me now while there is time and give me your heart. So if there's any of you out there that one accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. This is your time now. Amen. The Lord have made an opening. That's why we're on this program. Amen. That to bring in whoever desires to give their life to Christ. Amen. Whoever desires. So all you have to do is say this short prayer after me. Say this short prayer after me. Today I give you my heart, wash it and cleanse it.
Today I give you my heart, wash it and cleanse it.
I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
I thank you for forgiving me and I forgive myself.
I thank you for forgiving me and I forgive myself.
I believe that you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I believe that you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I now take him into my heart.
I now take him into my heart.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life. Amen.
If there's any of you out there that have said this short prayer, we welcome you, welcome you, welcome you into the body of Christ. And we know that all heaven is rejoicing over you, even if it's one person, even if it's one person. If you don't have a church home, the Holy Spirit, when you said that short prayer, the Holy Spirit came to reside inside of you. And he's the divine teacher. You don't have to be afraid of the Holy Spirit. He's the divine teacher. Just ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the right place where you can hear the word, where you can grow, and where you can have fellowship with other believers. So again, we welcome you into the body of Christ. Amen. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, it says, a call to holy living. So think clearly and exercise self-control. Look forward to a gracious salvation that will come to you when Christ is revealed to the world. So may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another, and let us all say amen.
Amen. Amen. And at this time, we are going to go into our communion service, and I'm going to play a selection. And after this selection, we will start our communion service. Oh, yes, and you can also get your elements in hands, which can be a wafer, matzah, or a glass of grape juice. And don't forget your Bibles. Amen.
Amen.
And here we go. Praise be to God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Pray. Send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Yeah. all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah.
My apologies. Like Mother was just talking this morning, the devil always let the phone ring at the wrong time. But now that our, I would like to ask our pastor, Kathy Dubos, if she would conduct our communion service this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, God must be touching Evangelist Hilda's heart because he's saying, get that girl. She loves communion. Get her. Get her. And I'm sitting here, and I jumped up out of the bed and ran here. I said, Lord, don't let me miss it. Please don't let me miss it. Then I run around, my communion stuff gone. I said, what the world of man does? You know what, God is so good because whatever it is that you sincerely want to do for him, He is going to make sure you are always on time.
Yes.
If with your heart you sincerely want to do it for him, he will make sure you're always on time. Because I tell you, I ran and got some items, brought them out, pulled up the scripture. I said, help me, Jesus. I dialed a number, and the song was just coming on. Thank you, God. I am forever grateful. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Amen.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, is Apostle Mother Wiggins online?
Yes.
Yes.
Sister Barbara on the line?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, bless the Lord. Thank you, God. We all going to have a part in this morning. Mother, we want you to go ahead and open us up in prayer and just pour out to God, giving thanks for what he has done. Mother, Apostle Mother Wiggins, go ahead and pray and just let the Lord use you.
Praise you, Father God, Most High. Father God, we just glorify you, we magnify you, we worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. And we recognize that you are the Most High God. You are the Almighty El Shaddai. You are our Heavenly Father. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for Jesus, Father God. We thank you for Yeshua, Father God. We thank you for what he did on the cross, Father God. Father God, we just find it an honor and a privilege to that we always remember what he has done, Father God, on the cross. But not only for us, but for the whole world, Father God, so that we might have a right to be able to enter in and have a personal and intimate relationship with you. Father God, we're so glad that you didn't forget about us, Father God, that you didn't leave us the way we were, Father God, after Adam had sinned in the Garden of Eden, Father God, that you had another plan, Father God. We thank you for that plan, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we thank you that your vision is that you can see from one end of the universe to the other, and you can see all in between, Father God. You know how everything is going to turn out. We thank you, Father God, for the scriptures, Father God, for the Bible that you left us, Father God, for the roadmap that you left us, Father God, that you didn't leave us without anything, Father God, that you are always talking to your people, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your unconditional love, your favor, your grace, your mercy. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you can love us like nobody else can. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Wonderful. Sister Barbara, open up your heart and let the Lord use you. Just give thanks. Tell God why we're doing this. Just let the Lord use you. Go ahead and pray.
Precious and Heavenly Father, Lord, it's once more and again a few of your humble servants come to commune with you, dear Lord. We thank you for that last supper that was offered on our behalf, that your son gave up his life for us, his body for our bread, his blood for our grape juice or our wine, Father God. We thank you that you saw the need for a Savior and you sent your only begotten son to us, to love on us, to lead us, to guide us, to care about us, Father God. Lord, we are forever grateful for what you've done, what you're doing, what you're going to do. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. We are blessed. We are a blessed people. No matter what it looks like, Father God, you make a way. You know what we need, Father God, and you bless us with what we need, and sometimes you even give us what we want. You do the unexpected things. You do the sudden things, Lord God. You do the secret things. You do the outward things, Lord God. And for that, we are truly, truly in love with you. So, God, we thank you. If there's anything I've asked or omitted, I ask that you forgive us of our sins, those of omission and commission, and that we just continue to follow you, to love on you, to acquire faith like yours, Father God. You're faithful. Your compassions that fail not every morning, God. And again, we are a blessed people because you are in our lives. Bless everyone on the line this morning. Bless their families and their loved ones, those near and far. And God, we thank you again. We thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Hilda, go ahead and give God thanks for what he's doing with this communion. Just let him use you. Open up your heart. Go ahead and pray.
Precious and Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning as humble as we know how, giving you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and thanking you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, that we may have eternal life through him. Lord God, we are just so grateful and so humble, and we just want to just thank you for the bread of life. We want to thank you for all that you are doing and all that you're going to do. We thank you for just being who you are, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for life. We thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, healing in our bodies, Lord God. You didn't have to do it, but Lord, we're so thankful that you did, that you saw fit to break us up to see another day. We come now to take the body of Christ and the blood shed for our sins into our hearts. Lord God, we ask that if there is anything that is inside of us that does not belong there, Lord God, we ask that you remove it from us and give us a clean heart, Lord God. We thank you for providing us with all of our needs. We thank you for our children's out. We thank you for our neighbors. We thank you for our enemies. We even thank you for our president and vice president. We thank you for all of those in authorities, Lord God. Touch their hearts, their minds, and souls. Open them up that they will make the right decisions for the people and for the country, Lord God. Bless each and every one of us on this line this morning. And give bless our homes, our families, our finances, and let your will, not our will, Lord God, but your will be done in each and every one of our lives. And we ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Precious and Heavenly Father, we just thank you, oh God, for your body that was offered up for all of us, oh God, broken, bruised, oh God, stripes taken upon it for our sake, our healing, our deliverance, our brought back in right standing. You did this for us. You said it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. And we are so forever grateful for you considering us to be worth what you went through, oh God, the price that you paid to redeem us. We thank you, oh God, for loving us that much. Thank you for your body that was offered up. Thank you for the blood that was shed for each and every last one of us, oh God. We are so forever grateful. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. We ask that you bless our items right now as we continue to take them in remembrance of you, oh God. Whatever items we have set forth to you, that you would bless them, remove anything, any impurities, oh God, let it be just for which it's intended, and that is to be offered up for the remembrance of the body that was offered up for our redemption, the blood that was shed, my goodness, that still has power. The blood still has power. The blood still has power, and for that, we say thank you, oh God. My goodness, bless right now. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you, you, and you. This do in remembrance of me. Take and eat. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the same manner also, he took the cup. And when he stopped saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, this do ye as often as you drink in remembrance of me. taking drinks.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, we bless your holy name today, oh God. Just knowing that it was the blood. It was the blood. It was the blood. And the blood never loses its power. Thank you, God. Thank you for doing it, God. Thank you for what you're doing right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, oh God. We don't take this lightly, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name today, God. Thank you for doing it. Thank you, oh God, for your love, your tenderness, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you, oh God. Mother, can you give us a little bit of I know it was the blood? Hallelujah, Jesus.
I know it was the blood.
Thank
I know
you,
it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me.
To God.
Never said a mumbling word.
Yes.
Never said a mumbling word. Never said a mumbling word for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. He never said a mumbling word for me.
Hallelujah.
He hung his head and died. He hung his head and died.
Yes, Lord.
He hung his head and died for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died. He hung his head and died for me.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
You,
thank you for doing it, God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Praise
you, God. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Never said a
mumbling
word.
Yes, oh God.
Never said a mumbling word. For one day when we were lost, Jesus died on the cross. He never said a mumbling word for us.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you for doing it. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Do we even recognize what God does by allowing us to, upon taking communion? Because what happens is that's our opportunity, just like Mother's Day, Father's Day, our opportunity to show how much we love them.
Yeah.
When we take communion, we're showing God, oh my goodness, glory to God. We're showing God how much we love him, and we're remembering what he did to save us. We're remembering the price that was paid for our redemption. We're saying, God, thank you. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for not giving up on me, not forgetting about me.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah, Jesus. This is our time to love on him. Because remember, it was painful what he went through. And he never said a mumbling word.
Never
he was still there ministering through it all.
That's right.
Amen. The stripes, oh my goodness, they pierced him in his side. Come on now. And he was still ministering. He said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? He said, you take her as your mother. Take him as your son. Come on now. He got to go to the cross in all that pain. He looked. He said, this day you shall be with me in paradise. He was still ministering.
Yes.
He wasn't mumbling or complaining. He was still ministering.
Amen.
He was still doing the work he had come to do.
Yes.
God be the glory.
And he was in a lot of pain.
That's right.
Come on now. How could we not want to remember this?
That's right.
Thank you.
You want to remember this. You want to give thanks. You want to love on it. You want to say, you know what, let me take a time out.
I'm not asking God for anything today. I'm just going to love on him.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
I don't, yes. Father, I don't want nothing. I don't want no healing. I don't want no deliverance. I don't want no job. I don't want no husband. I don't want anything. I just want a moment to love on you. Because as I'm remembering it, I'm remembering what you went through for me.
Yes.
No one has ever loved me that way.
Yes.
And even now, no one loves me that way. You love me unconditionally with my faults, with my shortcomings.
That's
you
right.
love me. And you never give up on me. Whenever I call you, you are always near.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Whenever I say, Lord, I messed up, you forgive me. You have mercy on me. Whenever I say, God, I need a hug, nobody loves me, you remind me how much love is surrounding me right now.
That's right.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen.
Amen.
You are my best friend. You are my best friend. Even the days when I've not been friends to you, you are my best friend.
Yes.
I can call you at any hour and know that you will give ear to hear what I have to say.
Yes.
When others make not important, others may not even understand what I'm saying. You will give ear to hear what I have to say.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For that, we are grateful.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
True.
We are grateful for you being God. For you, that tenderness that is within you, God. That love that you've shown all of us. The mercy and grace that you continue to renew each and every day.
Yes, Lord.
Renewed mercy. Thank you, God.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord. The mercy that I showed you on yesterday, it might be greater today.
Yes.
So we thank you for renewed mercy every day. Every day. So
That's
we
right.
know that we serve a God that is ever moving forward. He's not looking back in the past. Well, I did this or no. He's ever moving forward to do more and more and more if it's going to keep his people redeemed, if it's going to keep his people attached to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do it. And we're remembering that today. We're pressing and saying, God, we thank you. God,
we love you.
Yes. God, we honor you. We adore you. We're taking time out just to love on you, God, just to love on you. It is not about us. It's always been about you.
Yes, Lord.
And sometimes we lose sight of that. We think it's about us. It's not about us. It's always been about you. You, Father.
Yes, Father. Amen.
And why we were created for you.
Yes.
Why we were called by you. Huh? Why we were set apart from the others by you. It's always been about you.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank you.
Amen.
You have been the best mother. You have been the best father. You have been the best sister, the best brother, the best aunt, the best uncle. You have been the very best to us.
Amen.
And we say thank you.
That's right.
Thank yes, you. You are our best friend.
Yes.
Right? You are that friend to the friendless. Come on now.
Amen.
Yeah. Hope to the hopeless. Yeah. Strength to the weak. Huh? Sight for the blind. The ears for the deaf. The mouthpiece for the dumb. Come on now. You're the legs that walk before us, walk behind us, walk with us.
Yes.
You are everything we need to make it. But sometimes we lose sight and we think we can't make it, but we can because we still have you.
Yes, we
That's
do,
right.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And for that, we say thank you, God. We honor you. We adore you. We love you. We love you with everything that's going on in the world. The only thing I care to focus on is you. Because in watching, you're going to give us wisdom. Wisdom says wear the mask. Wisdom says get the shots. Wisdom says do this, do that. Wisdom tells us what we need to know.
Amen.
You're the only one that knows what lies ahead. tomorrow, today, and yesterday.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So why would we not bow down and give ear to hear what thus says the Lord? Because you're giving us direction. As we acknowledge you, you're giving us direction. And we thank you, God. Because I'm telling you, I've looked around this world and I don't see none. I don't see not one that compares to you. Not one.
Yes.
No one compares to you, oh God. Thank you, God. Even the ones that love us as much as they do, their love will never compare to your love. Never, ever. Because they're not going to do what you did for us. You gave your life. Your only begotten son submitted his life for us. Come on now. Why would we not want to remember that? Why would we not want to honor that? Why would we not want to tell somebody about that?
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. It's all about you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Praise Sister Barbara, is there something on your heart you want to interject right now? Oh, my goodness. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, love the Lord. God is good. He's awesome. And he's making a way when there seems to be no end.
Thank you, God.
I'm forever grateful.
Mother, is there something you want to interject before we move on? Do you want to interject something? Hallelujah.
I just want to sing a little bit of something. Amen.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Amazing grace will always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. And I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my thoughts and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary. To view the cross where Jesus died for me. Oh, how marvelous that he has caught my fallen soul. He looked beyond our faults and saw our need.
Thank you, God.
I love that song because it reminds us of what Jesus did on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
What he's done for us.
Yes, oh God.
I love the song. I love that song. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the song. And one of the verses said that he looked beyond our faults.
Yes.
He looked beyond our faults. And guess what? Nothing's changed. He's still looking beyond our faults and still loving on us. The same God that he was yesterday, today, and forever. He's still looking beyond our faults. Thank you, God. Thank you.
You wanted to interject before we close out this part?
I just want to sing this one verse. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in his courts today. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show the reconciling faith, take away our sins and shame from our worldly cares set free. May we rest this day in thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day in thee.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, I bless the Lord. You know, I want to move on, but I really just want to keep on loving on God. I just want to keep on loving on God. Oh, thank you, God.
Praise you, Father.
Sister,
amen.
Sister Barbara, you don't want to, do you?
Pardon me?
I say you don't want to bless us with a song, too, do you?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. I just thought I'd ask. Thank you, Lord God.
What about you, Pastor Kathy? You don't want to bless us with a song?
Yes, I was getting ready to say I do have a song on my heart.
Amen.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You've paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. And that's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you,
amen.
I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you've cared for me. In such a special way, that's why I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus.
Praise God.
I love you, Lord, today. I love you, Lord, today. I love you every day, oh God. I love you every day. But today,
amen.
While I'm remembering how much I love you. I'm remembering how much I love you.
Thanks,
and not
God.
Because of what you've done or what you're going to do or anything. Just because you did it for us.
Yes.
You got up on that cross for us.
Yes.
You did it for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You died for every last one of us. And for that,
amen.
We say thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Say thank
Father.
You, God. Thank you, God. We
thank
need
you,
to offer our body as a living sacrifice for you. You died as a sacrifice. We need to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. My
amen.
Goodness.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. We lift you up right now, oh God. We magnify your holy name. Woo! We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh God. Woo! God Almighty, I love you. We love you, God. We are grateful. We are thankful. Father God, even right now, There's nothing we can think of that is more important than loving on you right now. Thank you,
yes,
God. Why? Because we have today. We don't know about tomorrow. We don't know about next week, but we know right now we can love on you. We have right now. And so right now we take advantage. We don't know if this is the last opportunity, the first opportunity. We don't know, but we do know we're going to use it to glorify your holy name today, oh God.
Yes, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise you,
Father. Hallelujah. Open up your mouths and just love on God for a minute. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, oh God. We glorify you. We magnify you,
Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless your holy name.
We love you, Most High God. We love you.
Yes, oh God.
Yes,
amen. Oh God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
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 A little bit of a song, if you would be so kind.
Oh, bless the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know it was the blood, and I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. He hung his head and died. He hung his head and died for me, oh Lord. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know blood for me.
Thank you,
Thank you, God. You know, and I'm not going to sing it, but I'm going to tell you all these words. The song says, when the saints go to worshiping, that's when the king will step in. When the saints go to worshiping, that's when the king will come in. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. I'm telling you that he's looking to the right hand of Jesus going, I think they're getting it now. I think they're getting it. My goodness. When they take time out, just stub on me. Just to honor me. Just to adore me. Just to worship me. He's looking at Jesus going, I think they're getting it. They're getting it now. Because they're all smiling. Because we're sitting here taking time out just to love on him, just to worship him, just to adore him, just to say thank you to him.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for allowing us to get up this morning so we could say thank you. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. We're closing
thank
our right minds with divine healings
God.
In our bodies. Thank
Woo.
You.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise your holy name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
We bless your name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Woo. Woo. Because of your grace, because of your mercy, we are all here today.
Yes, Father.
It was by your grace.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank
you,
God.
Thank you.
Father God, nothing else. We all can think about who we are. And we give you a great big thank you for loving us. Because we know what we do. We know how we live. But you never stop loving us. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for wrapping
thank
your
you.
Arms
Hallelujah.
Around
Jesus.
Us, Jesus.
Yes, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah. Thank you, God. Through the shortcomings, through when we fall short. When you say you're married to that backslider on those days when we backslid. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. Coming after us. You didn't leave us out there. You came after us and grabbed us and put your arms around us and brought us back in. Thank you, God.
Yes, Father. Thank you, Father.
Father God, you love us so much that the seven ones, you broke them off at the knee so they wouldn't run anymore, and you picked them up and brought them back in. Thank you. Thank you for not giving up on your sheep. Thank you for not giving up. Thank you for being the ultimate shepherd. My goodness.
Thank
shepherd
you,
that
God.
Laid down his life. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For your cleansing power. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. For your healing power. For your mercy, your great Savior.
Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, oh God. Oh, we fill this atmosphere with glory today. Glory for you, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Father.
Yes, oh God.
Thank you.
Oh, God Almighty, thank you for another day. Thank you, God.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And in the spirit,
Father God, we should bless you right now. We need you to draw. Some are falling by the wayside. Some are falling because some are just falling short. Father God, we need you to draw. Draw us back in. Draw me nearer. Oh, my goodness. Draw me nearer, oh God. I want to be nearer to thee, oh God. We want to be nearer to thee. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, oh God. The opportunity to come and lay at your feet and put our head in your holy lap and say, Father, I love you.
Thank you.
I just love you. And on the days when I don't say it, please know that in my heart I still love
you.
Thank you,
God.
Yes,
thank
Father.
You, God.
Thank you. Thank you for knowing everything about me and still being right by my side. Thank you, God. Thank you for your forgiveness.
Thank you
for your mercy. Thank you for
thank
loving
you,
on me.
Yes, Lord.
The days when I need a hug and I feel those holy arms wrapped around me.
Jesus.
The holy arms reminding us how much you love us. How much you love
us,
oh God.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, when you saw manifest in our thoughts so we can know that you are close by. Yeah. The things that we're thinking, you're manifesting them. So that's your way of saying, I need you to know I'm right here with you. I have not gone anywhere. Circumstances, shortcomings, nothing is going to cause me to walk away from you. Nothing. I'll be right with you. When you reach out, just know as far as you extend your arm, I'm right there. If you don't even extend your arm, I'm still right there. Come on now. I'm in front of you. I'm behind you. I'm on the side of you. I'm over you. I'm under you. I'm with you.
Yes.
And for that, we say thank you, God.
Yes, Father.
Thank you, God, for being in every area of our lives, oh, God. For your skirt tail covering this earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For what you're doing for Israel, for what you're doing for all of those nations, oh, God. in their time of need, you are there.
Yes,
hallelujah,
you are,
Jesus. Thank
yes,
you, God. Yeah, people tend to look at the world, but we tend to look at our God. Huh? Because that's not the word. It could be worse, but God. But God. Some things he let come through, but do not think it's the absolute no. Because it could be worse if our God wasn't on the scene. So we choose not to look at the situation or the circumstances or whatever's going on. We choose to look at you, and as we look at you, oh, my goodness, we can continue to come on through. Yes,
yes.
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You give us strength. You are our joy.
Yes,
oh, God.
You are, Lord God.
In a dry and weary land.
Yes.
In a dry and weary land. You are that living water. For us.
Yes, you are, Father.
Yes,
Jesus.
You
are the bread
yes,
of life.
God. You are the bread of life. Yes, oh God. You are the bread of life. Yeah,
yes.
You're our living water. How when we get thirsty, my goodness, good of God. There you are, living water. And you said whoever drinks from you will never thirst again.
Never thirst.
Oh, my goodness, good of God.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for your body. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for being who you are in all of your glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, thank you for taking the time to teach us how to love one another. Thank you, God. Thank you for taking the time to teach us how to pray for one another. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
That you showed us in your unselfishness how to forget about what you're going through and just pray for someone else in need.
Oh, hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Father.
That we would continue to pray one another's strength. Pray one for another.
Yes,
yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that we won't forget what the mission is. And that is being about our Father's business, kingdom business.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
mercy,
you, thank
oh, God.
You.
Yes, oh, God. Sovereign God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, oh, God. Yes, oh, God. Yes. Oh, God, you are good, 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 good to us. And we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Woo, for what you're doing for us right now. Just to allow us to worship you. We say thank you.
We say thank you, Father.
Thank you. Just to know. Just to know that you're right in the midst of this worship.
Yes, you are.
Yes, Lord.
Praise. You're right in the midst of us right now. And we say thank you. You are a holy God. A holy God. A sovereign God. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you, God. The Prince
thank
of
you.
Peace. Thank you, God, because we need peace right now. Thank you, God, for being in the midst with your peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. The world doesn't understand why we have peace in the midst of what's going on, because we have you, God.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help.
Hallelujah.
Because our help does come from the Lord. It doesn't
come
from man or woman. It comes from the. And for that, we say thank you.
Thank you.
We praise your holy name today, oh God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
We'll be glad in it. We won't murmur.
Yes.
We won't complain. We're going to be glad in it because this is the day
that the Lord has made.
Yes, it is.
Yes, we will rejoice. Huh? We got to get back to just rejoicing because we're here. Because we honor the Father for allowing us to be here.
Amen.
God, thank you. Thank you when you wake up and say, oh, no. You dishonor him because he's the one that woke you up this morning.
Yes, he did.
So let's get back to honoring him and being grateful that we're here. The world may think it's not a good day, but every day that we open up our eyes is a good day. It's another opportunity to make somebody feel the love of God.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. To show tenderness, kindness. Just to call somebody up and say, you know what, I just want to pray for you. And even if you don't want me to pray on the phone, just know that I'm praying anyway. I'm still praying for you. I love you. I'm thinking about you. Come on, we want to take on the characteristics of Christ.
Yeah. Mm.
That we may honor the Father. And whatever we do, however we do it, that it will be honorable in the sight of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, bless you, God. Thank you for this hour of prayer, hour to reflect on you, oh God, hour to love on you, hour to pray for the name, hour just to set aside the cares of this world and to think only of you, oh God. Thank you for letting us do it.
Thank you, God.
Apostle Mother Wiggins, go ahead and close us out. Let the Lord use you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to remember what Jesus did, Father God, on the cross, Father God. Father God, we just want to let you know how much we love you, Father God. We appreciate you and we adore you, Father God. You sent your only begotten Son, that you were patient with us, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
That you didn't forget us, Father God. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. That you gave us another chance, Father God. Because you didn't have to do it, but you did, Father God. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus, Father God.
Yes.
So, Father God, we just thank you for today, Father God, that we were able to spend this time with you, Father God, with Jesus, Father God, your only begotten Son, Father God, to let you know how much we love you and we appreciate you and we adore you, Father God. So may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. And let us all say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
It has been a wonderful, wonderful hour.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Praise and honor. Giving God.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God, that you wouldn't even allow us to move on. We just needed to stay right here to honor you, to adore you, to love on you today. When the world gets so busy, we have to take time out just to love on you, to praise you, to bless your holy name, Jesus. Yes,
that's
right. We got to get to that point where we are not too busy to love on you, God.
Yes,
our body is not reckoned with that much pain that we can't love on you, God. Yes, oh God. We bless your holy name. I'm telling you, you want to know that your Father is smiling? Start praising him when your body is reckoned with pain. Start loving on him when you've got all this confusion in your life. Start just putting him first, and you will see a holy smile. Like you, oh my goodness, glory to God. I'm trying to tell you, if you want your Father to be pleased with you, sit at his feet and get to loving on him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Nothing
you.
Pleases Amen. Him like worship. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank
you, God. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. Ha. Ha. He don't want your money. He don't want your time. He wants your worship.
Amen. Yes.
Because your worship causes you to give all that other stuff to him.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Woo. Yes, in that worship, you start thinking about how good he's been. And you start giving it to him anyway.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. If you go to offer him up some money, you liable to look back and go, I need to hold this 50 for my utilities. I got to use this 20 for my, I just give him this 10. But when you get to worshiping, you forget about everything else and you pour it all at his feet. And when you pour it all at his feet, he take it up like a boomerang and shoot it right back to you.
Hallelujah.
Because you can't be God-given.
That's right. You can't.
When you give him your very best, the last thing you got, trust in me like the lady with the two coins, he going to make sure all your needs get supplied.
Amen. Yes, he did.
That's what worship causes you to do. It causes you to forget about your needs and just start loving on the Father. Trusting that, you know what? He knows your needs.
Yes,
and whatever
does.
It is, he's going to make sure it's fulfilled.
Oh, yes, he will.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
I know it sounds crazy, but it used to be they said, what have you done for me lately? And you know what? We serve a sovereign God that never asked that.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to do him. He wants us to love him. He wants us to love on one another. He wants us to come forth unified. But he's not going to say, what have you done for me? He's not going to say anything. He's just going to watch and wait.
Amen.
He's watching us and he's waiting on us. We're not waiting on him. He's waiting on us.
Amen.
Yeah. He's waiting for us to get it in our mind that we desire to do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Because I feel like we're growing up. We're maturing. Huh? We haven't arrived fully. That's what Paul said. But we are still maturing. Huh?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because on a daily basis, I see us getting closer and closer. Closer and closer to thee, oh God. How do I know? Because we're loving on one another. We're praying
Amen.
For one another. We're doing the things that you sent Jesus to do, to look after the world. We're doing our part in whatever part of the world we're in. Because we are not you, God. We can't do it for everybody. But in the area that you placed us in, that's the area we operate so they can see the love of God coming through us.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
We all
Thank
have
you,
a jurisdiction. Huh? We're not called to every area, but the area you in, that's the area you're called to. Come on now.
Amen.
That someone may
yes,
see the
Lord.
Love of God
Thank
in you,
you
and
Thank
be
you,
drawn
Lord.
To walk with him.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to get back to our Father's business. Forget
Hallelujah.
About the world's business. We get back to our Father's business, he'll take care of the other business. Come on now.
Yes, he will.
My goodness,
yes, he will.
God. Thank you, Father. Oh, we bless your name. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda. God bless you guys. Thank you for your hour of worship. God bless
Amen.
You. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda.
We want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of The Apostle Speaks with our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. And may God bless each and every one of you as you go on your journey today. Be safe and always give God the glory. Amen. Love
Amen.
You guys. See you on
Love
your
Love you guys.
Day.
God bless you.
Have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Day.
Thank
and
you.
On
you
that note,
safe and happy weekend and enjoy Labor Day and just be blessed.
Yes.
God is good.
Yes. All the time. All the time, God is good. Mother,
yes.
love you. Have a blessed day.
Love you too. Love you all.
Love you, Sister Barbara. See, I call you Sister
love
today.
You, Sister Barbara. Love you,
Pastor
Kathy. Well, Pastor Kathy gone. So anyway, we're going to leave out on All Belongs to You by the Wicked.
You'll have a good time tomorrow at Emmanuel. Is that the name of the church?
Yeah, Greater Emmanuel.
Great, amen. Have a good time. God bless you.
Barbara, are you going?
No, ma'am. I'll be on my church with the conference line in Sunday school.
Oh, okay. All right. So enjoy.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you both. Have a good day.
Okay. You too.
Love you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.